Ariana thought she was tired when she decided to stop for the night in a middle-of-nowhere town. But the second she had laid eyes on him, well, she wasn't able to look away. She had been drained from her long weekend, but after only one glance at the delicious bartender, she forgot everything. His shirt sleeves were rolled up to fit perfectly around his forearms, and his shirt hung open just enough at the top where it was unbuttoned to give a glimpse of sun-kissed skin. A baseball cap sat backwards on his head, and his jeans fit well, exceptionally well. They fit in a way that was rough and country, and she never would have thought that to be her type. But after a long weekend surrounded by white-collar assholes in three-piece suits, he was exactly what she was thirsting for. He also hadn't said more than two words to her since she walked in. She had sat, asked for a beer, and he had handed her one. Then he gave her a nod and walked away, as if the place were busy and he had other things to do. Which he didn't. Sure, there were a few other patrons, but they were sitting at tables, save for the two older men at the end of the bar. No one needed him, no one was speaking to him, and he was just standing there, leaning against the counter, shifting every few minutes for no reason. He appeared to be determined to look in any direction except towards her, and she considered calling out to him, but it felt rude to yell, "Hey!" It didn't matter anyway. She was only in town for one night, if even that. She had only stopped because she had been too tired to continue on her 18-hour drive, and the town of Garou Reeve seemed to appear out of nowhere. Literally. She didn't remember seeing it mentioned on any earlier signs, and it didn't show on GPS. In fact, when she drove past the Welcome to Garou Reeve sign, she had almost immediately lost phone service. Well, it didn't matter. She was too exhausted to continue on, and she was in the middle of nowhere. A long drive through the middle of the country was destined to be filled with towns that only barely existed, even if this one felt different. There was something about this town. It felt alive, almost as though it was thrumming with an indescribable energy. And yet, not alive. Something about the town also felt dark, almost looming. It felt like something important was about to happen, like there was an edge to the world, and she was about to cross over it. There was a forest around her as she drove in, and the only light source, besides the half-full moon, were a few streetlights once she reached the main part of town. There was the streetlight beside the inn, another a few buildings down, and then one at what looked like the furthest end of the main strip. Oh, and then the sign for the bar. Did these people not need more light? What could they see in the dark? At least it was more alive than the last gas station she had stopped at, which had felt like a ghost town. Didn't matter. Again. Because after she finished her beer, she was going to head back to the roadside inn, take a long, hot shower, and then fall into bed until morning, at which point she would finish the rest of her drive. Could she have just flown to the wedding? Yes, but the dress and the shoes and the bachelorette party had cost her far too much, and even with the rise in gas prices, it was still cheaper than flying. It had been a long weekend, filled with alcohol and watching everyone else be happy around her. But it didn't matter. None of it mattered. One night in the middle of nowhere, and then she would get back home, pack up her things, say goodbye to her ex, and figure out her next steps from there. Except, the delicious bartender was still avoiding looking at her. And she was so thirsty. So very thirsty.